It is a black hole, and I think one of the reasons is because for the most part, the genetic advances have been with these genes like D4 or like, you know, and even neuregulin in schizophrenia. They're statistical associations, but even the statistical associations mean that the so-called risk gene is never present in most of the patients and are present in loads of healthy people. So you don't have the kind of a specific gene like you have for some rare disorders where you really can say, well, what are the cellular effects of having Rett syndrome or Fragile X or something like that? So there's a couple of genes in schizophrenia which are looking interestingly enough that you might be able to, with some of these copy number variants or some of the missense mutation from sequencing genes, you might be able to knock in those particular gene versions into animals and look at cellular effects. And some of our, we're collaborating with people who will probably be doing that with some of the genes that we find that we have missense mutations and so on.